Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, so for a lot of people, four-day week, because, you know, all the schools are closed tomorrow for Good Friday.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that are rolling in on their Friday. To those of you, congratulations. You've made it to the end of the week.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
today's
yeah.
our Friday.
For the rest of you, we still love you because you're working hard. So hang in there. It's all good. Hey, you know what's crazy? I was coming in this morning, and I was going through Twitter, and I stopped at McDonald's for some coffee.
Yeah, thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, man. Come on. It's our Friday. We got to do that. But I was looking at the Rays, and the Rays now, you know, they're the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
And isn't it crazy how the Lightning, the sting of the Lightning just evaporated? It's over. And now everything's Rays now, which I think is awesome.
I think that Tampa, I mean, we've had some sports ups and downs, if you will.
Sure.
So we're resilient in that when one team is down, we try to boost the other one, and quickly.
Well, like I said, Lightning had a great year, record-breaking year, and then the Rays now off to just a hot start. Couldn't have asked for anything more out of this team.
Yeah, they're 14-4. They've won every season series so far.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's
playing
what we like to hear.
Well, let's hope it continues, you know. Yeah. It's a long season, so but they're playing well.
Bucks,
I'm liking it.
Bucks schedule released yesterday.
It's
wow, I barely know. It's not like you guys were talking about it for the last half hour.
Oh, no worries. We're going to go through week by week here.
Oh,
all right,
great.
Starting week one. No, just kidding.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the sports station.
No, but it's out, but it's just crazy how, like, these... It's funny how the sports world never ends, like... We're lucky to live in a town where there's all these, because, you know, Lightning, and that was heartbreaking, but now the Rays are doing good. Then you get the NFL schedule. The next weekend's the NFL draft. Like, it constantly keeps you going. Like, my heart's like, and I love it. So anyway, I'm just...
Great.
What?
Nothing. You guys just talk so much sports, and it's...
You're starting to like it a little bit, aren't you?
I mean, yeah, because now that I'm asking some more questions...
Right. You seem
I'm
a little more into it.
I didn't know about rotating. What was it that you taught me this morning?
She was like, why don't the Bucks play the Packers every year? And I said, well, they're not in their division, so they'll rotate divisions every year. So they'll play them every third year.
What he said. So that was new information.
Right. See, it's kind of like, why doesn't the Bachelorette have the same Bachelorette every year? They got to rotate them.
Right. Oh, good point.
See? Mm-hmm. You like how I got on your level right there?
Breakdown.
No problem.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, coming up next, I want you to think about this. 99.5 QYK. What are the rules with your Wi-Fi at home? Okay, so friends come over and they're like, hey, I need to jump on your network. What's the password?
Oh, my friend.
Does that make you feel uncomfortable? Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
It doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel annoyed.
Okay, what about when you go to someone's house and you ask, do you feel like they feel uncomfortable sometimes?
I feel like they feel annoyed as well. The reason it's annoying is because we've never changed it from that, like, HJK.
It's got 19,000,
exactly.
Uppercase, lowercase.
So then I got to search for the dang paper, and then I got to bring it out, and then they're like, what? Oh, it's not working. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. That's what it is, so... It's just irritating.
You do sound like you're getting mad about this.
Because it happens every time one of my friends comes over.
All right, we're going to give you all the details next. 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, so here's the latest study. That 25% of people think it's rude to ask for someone else's Wi-Fi password right when you get to their house.
Well, I mean, you got to say hi first. Can't just walk in. What's the Wi-Fi?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having us. Hey, what's your Wi-Fi password? I went to a Super Bowl party. This is like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought 2 years ago, this was strange. Now I thought it was a brilliant move. We got there and the people hosting the party passed out a card with their Wi-Fi password on it. And I'm like, and it was for Super Bowl.
No, I'm out for that.
Why?
Why?
Because you're going to have to, well, I get you could change your password afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They made it,
it was like a novelty. It was like Super Bowl party.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, it was kind of a novelty password. Here's the reason why. Because so many people had entered some type of, like, whether it was FanDuel or whatever for that game.
Right, I got you.
Or some kind of, like, fantasy just for that. You know what I mean? Just for that, just for the big game. And I'm like, that's kind of brilliant. So everyone had the card. And I'm telling you, everybody except me, because I really didn't care, but everybody except me literally looked down that second and started putting in their password. I was the only one. But I don't do like fantasy football or anything like that, so it didn't matter for me. But I thought it was a great idea.
No, I think it's really cute. I have free data, so I don't always have to ask for people's passwords. But my mom has a what?
What? I didn't say
that. Kevin's laughing.
Yeah, funny. Kevin's laughing.
Said, oh, I have free data.
Well, I'm just saying it's part of... Oh, stop. I'm saying it's part of my plan. So I don't.
She's trying to pimp out her Charter Communications. What she's doing right now. This is her way to work it in.
That's Spectrum Mobile.
Oh yeah, Spectrum Mobile. That's exactly right.
No, but my mom has. She saw this on Pinterest and she was very proud of herself. And I thought it was very cute. She sent it in the family group chat not too long ago. But she took a picture frame. And then she put, like, welcome to my house. She printed it out on paper, and she put it in the picture frame. It says, welcome to my house. Here's the Wi-Fi password. And then you can write with the dry erase marker on it and change your password and stuff. So she put it on there. And so when you walk in, there's a little frame in the house, and you just have the Wi-Fi password. I thought it was cool.
Years ago, I had this roommate, and this was, like, when Wi-Fi first came out, and you could obviously name your network. He used to name it the craziest stuff. Like, he called it, like, the Love Palace. Then he'd call,
the Love Palace.
Yeah, he would name it all this stuff. So then I would like get on and go like, dude, take that off. Because people can see it when it comes up in the net when you're trying to log on. And it's like, ugh. And they say, by the way, not to do that. Like, don't use your family name on that.
Right.
People know where you live. They drive right by and like, oh, that's them. There it is.
My friends, Lindsay and Michael, they have a very inappropriate network name. And they think it's hysterical.
I know.
People ask for it.
That's what my buddy did.
They get excited about it.
They
do. That when someone asks, they're like, yes. And then a bunch of numbers that are inappropriate and, you know.
I will say, I really like the idea, though, of when people come over, have like a little card in hand to them. I know that's very 2019 and, you know, that wouldn't be cool back in the day. But I kind of like the whole, if you're having a gathering, if you're having like a family reunion, if you're having a party or whatever like that, I kind of like, look, here it is. If you need it, just that's it. Because I have had people over with three or four people and I'm like you. Mine is like HTYB3C.
The whole keyboard.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. And the network name is boring. It's whatever it was that came with
that's
it.
Same here. You know? I haven't even changed it.
It's so unoriginal.
Gosh, we're lame.
Yeah. I'm losing friends over that.
Do you see on the flip side, though, where people think it's rude? Does it mean that when you come into someone's home and then you ask for it that you're going to be on your phone the whole time? Is that why 25% of people think it's rude?
Maybe if that's what you're going to do, I could see it's rude. I had a buddy come over once and his son was playing in like a travel baseball league and he could watch it online. So he wanted to connect on the Wi-Fi to do it. Like that was cool.
Oh yeah, that does make sense.
He just had it in the background, just kind of watching when he got up to bat and stuff like that. So that makes total sense. But yeah, if you're going to sit there and, you know,
be on your phone the whole time, it's like, why are you even over?
You're just responding to tweets. It's like, why are you here?
Yeah, I get that.
So, all right. Text poll. Shoot us a text. 800-992-1099. Is it rude when people ask you the second you get over for your Wi-Fi password? Or maybe you're kind of like, nah, it's cool. Maybe you're the kind of person that does it all the time. 800-992-1099. Shoot us that text right now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Oh no, there's a new study out. Apparently we're doing this and it's making us fat. If we stop doing this, we'll lose weight.
What?
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Sign
next. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so this is what we're doing wrong. This is why we're gaining weight. And apparently if we just stop doing this, we'll all lose weight instantaneously.
Okay.
When we're on our phones and eating, this is science. This is a scientific study. We eat more when you're on your phone. So you're on your phone, you're on Instagram, whatever, and if there's food in front of you, I guess you don't realize you're doing it. It's like your subconscious is focused on Instagram or whatever you're doing, and you're stuffing your face with food. You don't even realize it, but the calories that you're intaking, it's off the chart. So don't eat while you're on your phone, and you'll lose weight.
This is not good because every day for lunch.
This is not good, she said.
Usually during lunch, I'm just by myself because I leave the station. I have to grab lunch or I make it or whatever. So I go and I eat it. And then I watch YouTube videos before school. So I'll just watch some, I don't know, makeup tutorial or like wedding advice videos and stuff. But I'm on my phone when I'm eating lunch every day.
So I read this story. And by the way, it's 15% more calories when you're on your phone, which, I mean, that's a huge amount, by the way. 15% is huge, right? Then I thought, I read this, like, that makes no sense. Then I thought to myself, wait a minute, it makes perfect sense. A phone is just a smaller screen. Take your TV, right? And think about like our culture. Our culture is to sit in front of the TV and just stuff our face. Think about football Sundays, Kevin. What do we do? Nachos, buffalo wings, pizza, beer. It's over and over.
I was surprised by the first couple of things that you said. I thought you would start with beer.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to relate to normal people. I know nothing about that other stuff. You're right. It's beer.
And wings.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is it kind of makes sense now. Think about going to the movies, right? They sell popcorn and soda and candy nachos, for a reason.
Yeah,
nachos.
For sure. For true.
Now it's like they sell pizza. They sell chicken fingers. I mean, it's like it's a full restaurant at the movies. Think about that. Because you're just
mindlessly eating.
You're focused on the screen, right?
The movies is the most relatable. Because if I'm at home, I am not going to eat a jumbo bag of popcorn.
Never.
And like the most massive Sprite. They're like, do you want a medium? And they give it to me and it's like in a bathtub.
Right.
So I would never, ever drink that much Sprite in a day. But if I'm sitting in that movie, I will drink that Sprite and I will eat almost that whole bag of popcorn.
My mind is like blown though, because our iPhones, I mean, that's a screen. It's just a smaller screen, but the same psychology kicks in. You're just eating, and I'm like, oh my God.
Do you ever just eat while you're on your phone? I feel like in here, you'll have a protein bar and stuff and you'll be looking at your phone.
Yeah, I think I do. So I thought about it the other day, and I was doing something on Instagram, and I looked down, and my plate was, like, gone. I was like, I don't even remember eating.
You blacked out.
That's a good blackout, though, isn't it? When you just wake up, and you're full, and you're like, oh, this feels so good.
The Instagram blackout.
You don't have 7 bar tabs in your pocket, and you're like, oh, man, it's not all that. Mindlessly eating, 15%.
Oh, man. All right. So I got to stop looking at my phone.
Hide your phones, man. Yeah, it's making us big. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Garth Brooks tickets at 7:40. We're about 25 minutes away. Win those Garth Brooks tickets, 99.5 QIK. Sold out swamp. I mean, I couldn't think of a better way to kick off what for a lot of people is a 3-day weekend. They're getting sold out Garth Brooks tickets in your pocket. That's awesome.
The tailgating alone is going to be so much fun. I feel like people need to know if they're going to win the tickets now so they can start, you know, preparing their liver.
Have you ever bought something that was gimmicky and you regretted it? You're like, this is gimmicky. You know, like think about those as seen on TV products. Have you ever just bought something like that?
Yes.
Like, what was it? Was it like a fitness thing?
Oh gosh, I did buy one of those ab roller
things. Abs of steel or something?
I bought an ab roller one time, but I also bought this, it looked kind of like a bra strap thing and it keeps your shoulders back because I slouch when we're doing radio. It didn't do anything, Mark. That's why it's a gimmick.
Slouch when you're doing radio because we carry all these heavy things around.
No, because you're sitting at your computer.
Folks, y'all think it is hard in here.
Oh my
gosh. This is tough work.
He just loves giving me a hard time. People can relate. You're sitting at your desk. You're slouched over looking at the computer. So I kept seeing this thing in my feed, and it pulls your shoulders back, and you just put it on. It's supposed to keep your shoulders back. It just doesn't work.
I see guys at the gym, they wear something like that, like when they're doing bench pressing. Like they have like a band that goes around their shoulders. I always wonder like why they're doing that. But I guess it's probably
might be a heart rate monitor, right?
No. It's like
something else.
No, it's something wrapped in this big thing. It's crazy. But so how much did it cost?
I think it was $19.99.
It's not too bad. I mean, it's not like you got totally ripped off.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't work. But
so our 20-month-old Cal, God, I can't believe he's 20 months already. He's getting his two-year molars in, which has just been a nightmare. Like, he's been up for, like, a week now.
He's just been teething?
Yeah, he slept 10 minutes in a week. It's just crazy, and I feel terrible for him. But, you know, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, those big back teeth come in, and there's just nothing you can do. And my wife, I mean, she's exhausted. We're out of options at this point. Like, we're out of options. We don't know what to do. We've done it all. I come home yesterday, and she has bought this necklace. Okay, this is nothing short of space voodoo. Okay, she's bought this crystal teething necklace. It's called what did I say it was called?
It's like a jade teething necklace.
Yeah, I think it's amber.
Amber, that's it. You're right. Sorry, it's
right.
Amber.
And this is some special healing crystal necklace. I looked at her and I said, I know you're delirious, but you know why these products work? Because they know that moms and dads are exhausted and we're going to make a terrible decision. And they bought some internet ad that says, you know, it's heals your, it calms and soothes. She goes, parents swear by it. I'm like, no, those are paid reviews. Like, you can't. So now Cal is wearing this necklace, this space voodoo necklace.
Right, it's not one of the mom teething necklaces. This actually goes on your child. Because I've seen the mom ones. They look like these big kind of chunky plastic necklaces.
That's crazy too, though.
No, because it distracts your kid. Instead of them grabbing your earrings or hair or whatever, they're grabbing this teething necklace. But this is a necklace that Cal is actually wearing around his neck. It kind of looks like a little bit of a choker.
I don't want to be a voodoo family, though. Like, I don't want to be like, we fall for these gimmicky things. And
you are, because your kid's wearing an amber necklace.
We're totally in. It's not working. It's done nothing. I had not had the patience and the clarity in my mind to ask my wife how much this costs. And I just feel like, anyway, moral of the story is, text us if you fall for one of these gimmicky products. Like, one of these just gimmicky things is as seen on TV, or, oh my God, parents swear by it. 800-992-1099. I actually can't believe whoever came up with this is a genius, by the way. They're on their 100-foot yacht right now, but they're a genius because they have figured out a way to get exhausted parents dealing with a teething kid to buy a healing crystal necklace.
Listen, your wife is exhausted. You are too. So she's just willing to try anything at this point. So I do not fault her at all for trying it. But not being a parent, I didn't know that these necklaces that all these little babies are wearing were for teething. I see these all the time. It wasn't until you were telling me the story. I pulled it up on Google.
Falling for this? Like, it's just crazy.
So many
like,
little toddlers with these necklaces on. I thought they were just kind of like surfer babies. You know?
Like little hippie kids.
That's what I thought.
Little beach hippie kids.
That's what I thought.
I would rather my wife say, hey, I want our kid to be like a little beach hippie. Cool. Buy the necklace. That's awesome. Like, that's awesome. That's cool. But no, we're buying healing crystals that are somehow permeating your skin and soothe your molars
They don't even chew on it?
No, it's a healing crystal. It's a spiritual thing. It gets in your.
You are a hippie family now.
Now it is crazy, isn't it? Isn't it nuts?
Each their own. No. I'm not calling. It's crazy. Never call your wife crazy, okay? So, no.
All right, but call the healing voodoo crystal teething thing crazy.
I don't know, because I'm not in her shoes. So maybe I would have to do this.
Kevin, is it crazy?
Yes.
Thank God. All right, it's crazy.
He said it.
99.5 QIK. Nuts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Garth Brooks sold out tickets 15 minutes away on QIK. But first, we have to welcome my wife to the show. She has fallen for this voodoo necklace for our 20-month-old who's teething and believes that it is helping him and soothing him. I got to tell you, we have a lot of people texting that are on her side.
Tons. Melissa, you'll be happy to know that so many people have bought this necklace and everybody has said nothing but positive things about it. They said that it's actually worked for their kids. It works for their daughter's kids. It works for their granddaughters.
It has very good reviews. People are obsessed with this necklace. I don't know that it's helping me, but I'm desperate at this point. So okay. I'll do anything.
Let me bring you back to real earth here. Let me help you out a little bit here. Because that's what husbands have to do sometimes. It's not helping at all. Hasn't done anything. But I think when you look at it, because it's kind of it's nice to look at. Like, it's a cool looking, it's a very soothing thing to look at. I think it makes you believe like it might be doing something. But it hasn't helped at all. I mean, it hasn't done anything. By the way,
I think people that use it say they don't use Tylenol or ibuprofen. I've still given him it, but they also, like, leave it on their kids at night and stuff. You're not supposed to take it off, but I'm very protective, so I take it off at night.
It's voodoo.
I would be scared to leave the necklace on at night when they're sleeping.
It's voodoo. How much did this cost? And this will decide if I come home today or not, this answer here.
It's $26.
That's not bad.
What do you mean?
It's worth...
That's a case of beer we just threw out.
Okay.
A couple.
Thanks, Kevin. That's two cases of beer.
Only eases your pain, not your child's.
It's a 3-day weekend. Two cases of beer, that's what's on the menu.
Oh, it's not that bad.
All right. So, but you would have to say, if you were writing a review, you would have to say that this hasn't had much of an effect, right?
I will say I've given him less Tylenol.
Oh, can you just say that it hasn't really done what the review said it would do?
What did they say it was supposed to do besides just soothe it? Like, what properties did this necklace have that were supposed to somehow soothe Cal?
I mean, I didn't do the research on the Amber Stone or whatever, so I don't know.
But she read 5 reviews.
No, I talked to every mom you can think of, and everyone uses it.
See, word of mouth, so you got to trust other moms.
Me too. I mean, I see it on kids all the time, and I didn't believe it either. But I'm desperate at this point. So you're supposed to leave the stones on because it, like, soaks into their skin.
Here we go. Let her keep going. This is just the beginning. Go ahead.
The heat from their body or something, it's supposed to, like, I don't know. It's just supposed to take away pain.
$26.
So also supposed to help with arthritis.
Oh, here we go.
The woman at the store was wearing a bracelet.
Oh, yeah.
And she was an older lady.
Uh-huh. Melissa, I love it, and I think whatever you got
to
do.
So what my wife's trying to tell you
is shot.
The woman was at the store was wearing it, and she's an older lady. Mm-hmm. So she has conquered all of these health, you know, plights and these just terrible.
She's been through some stuff.
But the Amber thing has beaten it. It has gone through the skin. It's created this heat source, and the voodoo Martians have come down and they've cured it.
Stop.
Well, it's been a terrible week with him, and you know he's been our hardest teether.
It's been very tough. It's been very tough. It's
rough, man.
It's rough, man.
It is rough.
I think you need to stop and spend another $26 to pick up some beer from Melissa this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Have a great day. And
all right. Love you.
Love you, and talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. I'm not saying like she owes me an apology. For just throwing $26 out the window, it'd be nice to be like, yeah, looking back, probably wouldn't do it again, you know? By the way, any of you inventors out there, if you just want to come up with something, like just make, I mean, whatever, my wife will buy it, okay? You just got to say it helps teething, magical heat.
Well, and lots of other moms will too.
That's exactly right. Can somebody just text and just say that you're also a mom of 5 and you bought this and it didn't work, just to make me feel better? Will you just make it up?
Everyone's saying it works.
I know. Will you just, please, 800-992-1099, will you just... just inundate us with text saying that this thing doesn't work. Please, save. Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's 99.5 QIK. I thought I'd been through it all with teething with 5 kids, but the 5th, Cal, he's really having a tough time with this. And my wife is just, she's out of gas, man. It's been tough. And she hasn't slept. He hasn't slept. So she's down to this amber crystal ball teething necklace thing. It's some kind of a space voodoo thing where it's magic.
Mothers swear by it, though.
A lot of people say it works. It really hasn't helped, but she spent $26 on it. And we're getting some interesting texts. And one text we got, so we found another mother of 5.
She said, listen, I'm a single mom of 5, and I just deal with it. It's part of life. She's talking about teething. Mm. I'm just going to be tired for the rest of my life, so I just face it.
It's funny. That's a tough one. I don't think I'd go home and tell my wife, just deal with it. You're just going to be tired for the rest of your life. I don't know that I could spin that. I can't sell that story.
Yeah, I don't think that's good. I think you let her spend the $26 and try whatever it is she wants to try. We also got a text saying that they believe whiskey would help everybody involved.
Well, that's true. No one's arguing that, right? Everyone here shaking their head. Keisha's been holding on. What do you got, Keisha?
I tried it with both of my kids, and it did not work. I passed it over to my cousin, and she tried it on her kid, and she's like, this doesn't work.
Yes.
Not to mention, my fear was that if they pulled on it and it broke, now you got 50 little choking hazards laying around.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I would think of is the choking thing.
You got a bunch of alien crystals laying all around, and they could chew on it. And yeah, absolutely right. It's all around a net negative.
I didn't like it. I didn't think it worked at all. My kids were so miserable.
You're the best.
Mark is so happy right
now.
You
are the best right now. It's just nice to be, you know, have somebody else has experience with this and goes, yeah, it's just crazy. Somebody, though, did just text us a link saying that kids should not be wearing these.
Yeah, they sent us a news article. It says FDA says teething necklaces and bracelets should not be used by children. And it's this whole FDA warning.
All right, count down with me, everybody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go. She's just heard this and now she's taking the necklace off. So there we go. We did it. Do I know my wife or what?
Oh, man. Poor cow.
I'm going to get a picture of the necklace in the trash in about 30 seconds. All right, what you doing at the courthouse? It's next, followed up by Garth Brooks tickets. 99.5 QIK.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
Let's go right to the courthouses where we have found someone to speak to about what they're doing at the courthouse right now.
Well, it was a drunk driver who slammed into me at 60 miles an hour without even hitting his brakes, totaled my car, sent me to the emergency room. And so I'm trying to recoup my medical expenses and the down payment I lost. And the judge awarded in my favor. She felt I should get my down payment back on top of the medical bills that I paid. Yeah, this was his second DUI with me in less than a year. He didn't have a license. He should have never been driving. The guy's obviously some kind of a menace.
Yes.
So I don't even know if I'm going to get any of this money because how is he going to pay payments if they don't even know where he is? Or when he goes back to jail, it'll be after he gets out before he can start paying me again. And this time, he's probably going to get some serious jail time for all his crimes and then violating and just disappearing. Hopefully, they'll catch him, and eventually, I might see some money out of this.
I have something to say. If y'all know who Matt is, turn his ass in.
Okay, she said enough.
There you go.
What?
That menace to society is on the run. Glad this gentleman's okay, but they are, they're looking for this guy, and like she said, if you know who he is,
wow, she
turn him in.
Out there.
I felt like she said in 2 seconds what he was trying to say in 45 seconds.
Yeah, like, she was like, let me just feed this along. If you know Matthew, whoever, you turn his butt in.
Every husband can relate to that when the woman just steps in and in 3 seconds just demolishes the whole conversation. Nicely done. All right, there you go. What you doing at the courthouse? And get ready, Garth Brooks tickets. We're doing this now. Callers 9 and 10. It's Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game. With the official jingle, 800-992-1099, sold out. Garth Brooks tickets, call us now.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Crystal and Alexa are contestants this morning for Mark and Melanie's name game for the sold out Garth Brooks tickets. Garth in the swamp.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Crystal, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, and you get 5 seconds to name something in that category. After she does, Alexa, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with another name in that category. Then you guys will go back and forth. Whoever runs out of names first will lose.
Okay.
All right, Crystal, 5 seconds is on the clock. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule was released yesterday. Football fans really excited, making their tailgate plans. So, Crystal, name NFL teams, go.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Tennessee Titans.
Chicago Bears.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
New Orleans Saints.
The
5 seconds.
Oh, man.
Oh, crap.
That's usually people's reaction. Oh, crap. Ran out of gas. Alexa.
It's always tricky when you're put on the spot, I will say.
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
it's funny.
I'm not good with being put on the spot.
It's like, I know, because we'll get texts from people in their car, and they'll be like, how could they not name this or name that and name that? But it's like, unless you're on the phone, live on the radio, it's hard to put yourself in that spot, you know?
Definitely.
So well done.
Alexa, congratulations. Enjoy Garth Brooks. In the swamp.
Thank you.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
This is Kane Brown, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. We are 5 minutes away from this week's final edition of Pee-Pee-Oki, everybody.
Wait a second. Why am I clapping?
Because you're excited. The audience loves this, man. They're excited to hear how many Easter peeps you can shove in your mouth and then sing a popular country song. FGL tickets are up for grabs. Kevin, I know you're excited.
Very excited. I had a call earlier today asking who was going to be the one putting the peeps in their mouth today. And I said, oh, it's Melanie's turn.
Melanie's back again. The rotation has just worked out.
Interesting phone call.
It is an issue.
Like, why?
She had the woman ask, she was like, oh, are you still doing Pee-Pee-Oki Day? I go, yes, 8:15 we'll be doing it. Melanie will be doing it today, and we'll have Florida Georgia Line tickets.
Oh, man.
She's like, well, I love it. I can't wait.
Oh, good. I mean, it's definitely fun, but I like watching it more than actually having to shove the peeps in my mouth. Just because they start melting, the sugar starts melting, it starts dripping all over your clothes and your hands and you're gagging and, you know.
All right. Well, there you go. That's...
Stop.
That's, there you go.
Making that sound dirty.
That's in 5 minutes here on 99.5 QLK. Okay. By the way, not just an FGL show. Dan and Shay are opening up. I mean, this
it's a massive show.
If you ask me, this is two concerts in one. Dan and Shay could be a headliner.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I mean, that's what song I sang. I sang a Dan and Shay song last time I did Pipioki on Monday.
What song was it again?
It was Speechless.
Speechless. That's right. All right. So Pipioki's on the way here. Just about 4 minutes. You shot to win those tickets. By the way, great video. You can go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We've had videos all week of us all trying to do this. And, you know, kind of a fun game. If maybe your in-laws are coming over this weekend or your parents or aunts and uncles for Easter. Maybe surprise them with some Pipioki. Have them shove peeps in their mouth and sing a song and take some video, put it online. It's a fun game. Good family
game.
Anyone
you're sick of hearing talk. Right. You're like, I have an idea.
It's great for the family.
Is it?
Just right after church or whatever you got going on, it'd be great. Real quick, I think this is great out in California. This organ donors program, they're trying to kind of market the organ donor program as a positive program. And of course it is.
It is, yeah.
So what they're doing is the police, they're having a second chances campaign. If you get pulled over for speeding and you're an organ donor, they're giving you a second chance. They're not giving you a ticket because you're an organ donor. Because obviously organ donors give somebody else a second chance at life. So they're rewarding people. And I think this is really cool. There was some video I was watching of a driver. She was going like 10 over and they pulled her over and she's facing this big fine. They're like, hey, we just noticed that you're an organ donor. We're not going to give you a ticket. Thank you for giving somebody else a second chance. That's really cool. That's really, really, really,
that
really
cool.
That
is really awesome.
So, but I think the organ donor program is so important. I've been doing this, honestly, since I've been driving.
Same here.
And I just think it's a really, really important thing to do. I have met people whose family members have been saved by organ donors. And I got to tell you, it's life-changing. Obviously life-changing. But when you see these people and they're so thankful for somebody else's gratitude, and, you know, you're thinking about it, you're at the DMV, you're signing all these papers, and you're getting a license, but to take the time to say, yes, I'll do this, and because who knows, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I always love the stories, too, that you see later on, like on YouTube, about how somebody's eyes were given to somebody else, and then they meet with that person's significant
meet with them
other
and it just
or
makes
family
them,
member, and oh my gosh, just thinking about it, I get chills, and yeah, I think it's super important and such an amazing thing that you can do, like one final thing that you can do with your life.
Really cool, but this town in California, I think it's just a great thing, letting people get a little break, because down the road they might be giving someone else a break.
Person.
Yeah, just being a good person, that's exactly right. Pipioki is two songs away. Speaking of being a good person, that's awesome.
Hang on.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, we're happy to do this and give you all a shot at Florida Georgia Line tickets, along with Dan and Shay.
This is all for you guys, so you can go see FGL.
It's called Pipioki. Easter's this week, and a lot of people buying peeps all this week and this weekend. So we've got a bunch of Easter peeps here, and Melanie's going to shove as many as she can in her mouth. She's then going to sing a very popular country music song.
Yes.
We'll start with caller 9, and if you can guess what song she's singing, you've got FGL tickets with Dan and Shay. This is awesome. This is what I call taking one for the team, Melanie.
Aw, anything for you guys.
Now, the peeps are blue. We've had a variety of colors this week. We've had pink. We've had yellow. Now we're to blue. And let's go. Let's start with one in your... How many did you put in your mouth on Monday? Five?
Five.
See if we can break the record.
I was really choking. And I just want to let you know before I start this time, because last time I was saying, I'm choking.
Right.
And Mark is like, oh, just do the best you can. And
right.
I was like, no, like, I'm actually choking. So I'm just going to... The universal sign for choking. We know what that is, right?
I
put my hands around my neck.
I know how to do the... The one thing. So
Heimlich.
Heimlich. That really makes me feel, I feel safe.
I know how to do it. How to do it. Trust me.
Okay.
It's better than me knowing the name and not knowing how to do the move. At least I know how to do the move.
True. I agree.
All right. Here's peep number one is going into Melanie's mouth.
There's so much sugar.
And in just seconds, you will hear her sing, and then you want to call 800-992-1099.
I'm putting them in my cheeks like Kevin suggested.
You have to.
Now, do you just want to go with four so you can sing better? Is that maybe... Oh, you ease it on down.
I'm a bad singer.
No.
I love the using the index finger, pulling your cheek apart so you can stuff the peep in there.
I feel like a hamster.
Starting to look like one with every peep that goes in, I can't lie.
Okay. And now it's squishing down their faces more.
Do you want to rip them apart? You can. I mean, it's
no,
the same.
I'm just going to squish them down a little bit better. Because last time they were just way too big.
I got to tell you, you're doing much better than you did on Monday.
Absolutely better.
Hey, it's 100%.
It's almost like you've got this air of confidence I've never seen about you before.
I've been practicing it.
That's a shame. Well, that's all right. That's no way to spend the week before Easter, but that's all right.
I'm joking. Okay.
How many are we at?
Just forget. Don't forget, this is how you pay your rent. I mean, this is, you got to take this serious here.
What number is this?
She's on four.
That's four?
Oh, my God, and there's no quit in her.
No, I mean, she's doing well.
There's no quit. We're definitely going to get to five. Here comes number five. Oh, my God, there's room for six.
Mm.
There's all day room for six all day.
Can you?
How you feel?
Oh, she's going
no.
for
No, is this number six? Delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get ready, 800-992-1099. As soon as you know what song she's singing, call us. And if you get it right, absolutely, you're going to FGL and Dan and Shay. Melanie, you just tell me when you're ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, and 1. All right, don't give up. Yeah. One of the peeps is trying to come out.
Yep.
One of the peeps wants to go home. Okay.
Well done.
Very nice.
Well done.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see if anybody was able to gather that.
Look how many peeps that is. It's like I'm actually impressed with myself.
QYK, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good. What song do you think that was?
If It's Meant to Be.
Man, how do these people do it? You nailed it. You nailed it.
Oh, I've never appreciated just having a clear, you know, mouth.
A clear mouth. A peepless mouth.
Yes, I can breathe.
Yeah. That was really good. What was your name?
My name's Teresa.
Teresa, great work. You've got FGL tickets and Dan and Shay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You ever imagine that you would be the benefactor of some awesome tickets just because Melanie shoved her mouthful of peeps? Isn't that crazy?
I definitely did not, but she did a great job.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. This is what I pictured when I decided a career in radio, actually.
Hey, you know, this was a business trip. That's how I looked at that. That was a business trip right there. Way to go, Teresa. Hang on a second. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Coming up in two songs, Nutbags, North of Florida. Let's just focus on the crazy people in 49 other states.
Sounds good to me.
Two songs away. Jason Aldean, this is new music.
99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, North of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Just like Kentucky. Man, teachers. Teachers, teachers.
Wait, I love teachers. No, what about teachers?
I love teachers too, but this woman, probably not the right job for her.
Uh-oh.
She's 32 years old, and she downed several shots of vodka in front of her students. At 11 a.m. in the classroom. And the kids started becoming concerned. One of the kids called 911 on their cell phone and said, "Our teacher's acting crazy." And, she just fell asleep on her desk.
Yikes.
She's a seventh grade teacher. Police showed up, and they did find the 32-year-old Ellen West sleeping on her desk. They woke her up and said, "What's going on?" She goes, "I can't take the pressure of this job anymore." There was a half-empty bottle of vodka on her desk, too.
Mm.
And her blood alcohol content was 0.31.
My gosh.
A tough day at the office.
Oh, bad teacher.
She was charged with public intox and endangering the welfare of minors. None of the kids were hurt, although some of them did have cell phone video of the incident.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? I'm trying to imagine if my 11-year-old came home and was like, "Look at this video," and it's the teacher shooting vodka and then just falling asleep at the desk. I wouldn't know what to think.
I'm just imagining the sobriety test that they give her. They're like, "Okay, here's the hopscotch. Go ahead and try to do this."
Right in front of all the kids.
Yeah, no, we're taking you to jail.
My goodness. By the way, 99.9% of teachers, heroes. That woman, not cut out for teaching.
No.
All right, let's go to Pennsylvania quickly. A man was arrested for discharging a firearm. Why? Well, because him and his girlfriend were running from alien laser beams. They started shooting it. They then ran to a neighbor's house with the guns, said aliens were attacking, and that they needed a place to hide and also needed to take a shower.
I'm guessing drugs were involved.
The neighbor said, why do you need to take a shower? And they said, well, we should wash these bath salts off of our skin. They're burning us.
Oh, there it is.
Police showed up, and the couple was arrested and also soon after convicted. Felony weapons and criminal trespass charges.
At least the bath salts didn't happen in Miami, though. That's all.
Oh, that's right.
That's what the segment's about. It's not here. It's other places.
They've landlocked the bath salt problem now.
Yes.
It's in other places.
No longer. Florida.
Although, I got to tell you, running from aliens, like, it's been a minute, right? Like, it's
what,
been
since you've heard that story?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that back? Has the pendulum swung? Are we now running from aliens and shooting in the sky?
Well, if you're on bath salts, I guess you are.
All right, those are nutbags. That's north of Florida. None of these stories have anything to do with Florida.
Not here.
49 other states with crazy people. So we can feel a little bit better about ourselves.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.